Stop 10. Pavement. Our last stop of this audio tour returns to the York Mystery Plays, marking the final stop of the cycle. The final play of the night, typically The Last Judgment, would be staged here last, the city's oldest organised open space and a common scene for public gatherings and proclamations. Mercers' guilds, or merchant adventurers as they were commonly referred to, would guide the audience through this final section of the plays, who use the pavement's unusually open space to accommodate large audiences. If you're interested in the origins of Mercers in York, you might want to take a look at the Merchant Adventurers Hall in Fossgate, which remains as a base for the Company of Merchant Adventurers today. There is an admission fee, which you can find on the website, but no advance booking is required. The drama of The Last Judgment depicts Christ seated in authority, surrounded by large and oftentimes heavily costumed angels. These angels were brought to call forth the souls of the dead, dividing them into the saved and the damned. Notably, this specific moment in the play was designed to feel beyond ordinary human time, emphasizing the eternal significance of judgment. Modern interpretations have reimagined this moment in compelling ways. A 2014 adaptation, for instance, presented The Last Judgment through a steampunk lens. Here, Christ stands elevated upon an altar, framed by mechanical imagery such as giant cardboard cogs that evoke the inevitable passage of time in a bizarre and striking way. Another noteworthy element of The Last Judgment is the implication throughout the play that the crowd itself represents humanity as a whole, reinforcing key biblical teachings such as the idea that all people would ultimately be judged according to their actions. The city of York thus acts as more than just a backdrop for a play, but rather a metaphorically sacred space where the human and the divine meet in a shared moment of reckoning.